Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and the first three verses, 1 to 3. Progressive sanctification. We're continuing with that. The basis of it. The way Peter argues here. The chapter division is very bad here, is it not? You see, the apostle has been speaking for some time about the need for holiness, godliness of life, living as believers, regenerated, having the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, keeping in step with the Spirit. This is what he's arguing, as Paul does in Galatians 5 and Romans 6 and 7 and 8. Well, here he's arguing again. Peter is arguing here, arguing out the point. He's continuing with it. The chapter shouldn't have been divided here. Regeneration, as he's spoken of it very powerfully and very fully in the first chapter. Now, he's going on. Seeing you're regenerate, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind, like newborn babes. You see the point about regeneration? You're children. You're in the family. You're in the children of God. You're among the children of God. You belong to God. God is your Father. Well, like children, newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now, here's the argument again, that you have tasted that the Lord is good. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Now you'll notice straight away this matter of progressive sanctification. Let me deal with it again. I know I've raised it before, but it's essential to see it. First of all, it's not a passive thing. Oh, I let go and I let God. It doesn't just happen. There's commanding words here. There's imperatives. That's the proper word. Responsibilities, duties here. Rid yourself. Crave this. You see the basis. This is the argument. You have a responsibility, brother, sister. Work out your own salvation. Yes, of course. It's God who works within you, and he's first worked that salvation in you. I don't deny it. This is not working for salvation. It's working from salvation. And, of course, it is working to the end that we shall be fully saved at the appearing of the great God and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. But there's a responsibility here. It's not passive. Oh, I let go and I let God. It's just warm feelings. Now, there's argument here. Therefore, you get that here. Because, why should you do it? Now that you have tasted. That's that eschatological word again. You remember what I mean by that? The moving through the history of the ages, moving, God's moving of his plan now, in the days of the new covenant, in the days of your conversion, in the days of your regeneration, now that you're saved, once you were lost, now you can see, once you were far off, once you were blind, once you were dead, now you are the children of God. And it's illustrated here by babies craving for food. The milk, you know, what is this? The Word, the Gospel, the Truth, and the Living Word himself, Christ. Grow up, feed on Christ, feed on the Word, feed in the Truth. Don't stay infantile and childish. You'll come by this growth into salvation, that you may grow up in your salvation. You're saved. There's the full development of it, muscle, maturity. Experience. You've tasted. Now go on to the strong meat of the gospel. Remember the writer of the Hebrews. You're still back in the infant days. No, you must come on to meat, but you begin with milk. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how Peter will end his second letter. And that's what he's saying here. Well, brother and sister, may we grow in grace. May we grow in our progressive sanctification. May it really be a progressive sanctification. May we be increasing in holiness and godliness and all to the glory of God. You can see the argument. We have our duties. By the Spirit, let us rid ourselves of these things, grow and crave, and therefore, and because, all these strong words making us live to the glory of God by the Spirit. May we walk in the Spirit, keeping in step with the Spirit, now that we are passed from death to life.